a bit about the ancient child. Here's where we have the bear coming to play, the ancient child. He changes into a bear, chases his sisters up a tree. And you've been, as you've commented, fascinated with the figure of the bear throughout your life.
I am the boy who turned into a bear, the incarnation of that.
While we're talking about bears, in the bear's house.
Well, a part of the book is called the Bear-God Dialogues, conversations between God and the original bear.
And the original bear is named Urset, and then God is named
Yahweh.
This section here is where Urset says, I've been thinking that I would like to pray, but I don't know how. You and I could play the parts here.
Okay.
So Urset says, I've been thinking that I would like to pray, but I don't know how.
Why, that's nonsense. Of course you know how to pray. You knew from the day you were born. I saw to that. It is a thing that I give to all my creatures.
But I don't know what prayer is. How can I know how to pray? Tell me, please, what is prayer?
It's talking to God, Urset, simply that. And it's the silence from which your words proceed.
Am I praying now, great mystery?
Even as we speak.
Do you pray, may I ask?
Devoutly, unceasingly. It's what I do, it's what I am.
Would you be so kind as to make a prayer for me just now, for me?
I pray that you are kept safe throughout this day, that you live as holy as you can, that you see things as you have not seen them before, as that more of them are beautiful than not, more of them delightful than not. I pray that you hold easily in your hands the balance of the earth and sky, that you laugh and cry, know freedom and restraint, some joy and some sorrow, pleasure and pain, much of life and a little of death. I pray that you are grateful for the gift of your being, and I pray that you celebrate your life in the proper way, with grace and humility, wonder and contentment, in the strong, deep current of your spirit's voice. I pray that you are happily in love in the dawn, and that you are more deeply in love in the dusk. Amen.
Amen.
Early this morning, Urset, when you walked along Frijoles Creek, what was it I heard you say?
I said, the morning is crisp and bright. I expect something to define the air momently, perhaps the shrill of a rabbit or a wren. The water of Frijoles Creek runs southward through splinters of sunlight and patterns of shade. It runs without urgency as I walk. It keeps the faster pace, and I proceed steadily, like the pilgrims of Chamayo, and in one nature to the edge of the world. I hear among the stony churns of the creek words that I heard from an old man when I was young.
Muy bonita día. It's a beautiful day.
Our laughter, his and mine, rose upon the cliffs of Tuff close by. It is the first of all mornings, and it is unspeakably old. And Yahweh said, Amen.
Amen.